if I do choose to drink alcohol, I'm going to do drugs. If I choose to do drugs, my gambling's going to get set off. So are you prepared to face those consequences? And my answer is no now, because I don't want to feel like that. I don't want to have blood noses during the week. I still have those urges. But I think now, if you do that, what's it going to lead to?
So what is your reason not to drink?
My reason not to drink is because I want to live a life. I want to see the potential that I know I have as a human being. And if you're struggling from addictions, you've got to want to do it for yourself. Anyone can tap you on the shoulder and say, you know, you've got to change, but you've got to want to change. And I really did want to change. And it got to a point where it was life or death for me. And a lot of people don't know that. And it'll be the first time they see that. My parents probably find it really hard to see their son saying it was life or death, because the substance abuse was getting to a tolerance where my body was going to shut down. It had to. And not sleeping for that many days, all the other psychological things that come with it, it got to a point, it's either give it a go or you're going to die. So my reason now is to live a better life and to show people you can change. You can live a better life if you're going through addictions, mental health. Life can be better. You know, with hard work, it's a fucking roller coaster. So I'm not telling you it's been easy. There's been days where I wanted to quit. There's been days where I cried. There's been days where I thought I was going to relapse. There's been days where I've gone to the gym and just let all the anger out. But I'm here. I'm alive. And I'm showing the people how to live a better life with addictions and mental health.
I got goosebumps, man.
Yeah, that's it. I want to inspire people. And
yeah. Mate, you are what this show is all about. And everyone should hear what you just said, especially anyone who feels like they're at the bottom and there's nowhere else to go, or anyone who's dabbling with stuff and thinks that it's all fine, everyone does it. Listen to that couple of minutes where you just went off, because, yeah, that was special and just perfectly well said.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
That's... And it is so good to see you here as a confident, collected, articulate, passionate young man with fire in his eyes. Talking about this stuff, when not too long ago you were a down and out junkie, man.
Yeah, that's it. And that's what it was, you know. I was that person, and I've been there. I've thought there was no hope. I've thought of taking my own life. I've thought of never being on planet Earth again. But I reached out. I got the help. And now I am living proof to people what can be done. Now I can speak from the heart and I can say I was there, but now look where I am. Why can't you? I'm a human being just like you who's battling, but with hard work and the will to learn from others, you've got to be open-minded as well, like meditation, appreciation of life, volunteering. I never would have done any of that 2 years ago, but I opened my brain. I let people come in and help me, got bits and pieces from other people, made my own criteria, and sticking to it's really important. And I just, you know, my dark days are still there. But my better ones are going to be the ones that make me get through it.
Man, I'm so glad you're talking to kids.
Yeah. That's,
they should hear that.
All I'm saying is if a 25-year-old bloke with a similar story to me had come and spoken to me and opened my eyes to what alcohol, drugs, that lifestyle does, there might have been a chance that I wouldn't have done it. There's a chance that I might have listened to him. If I can help one person or save one kid or anyone at all, then that's my mission done.